We just did give her the boot.
Perfection.
We are live on air.
Excellent. That's very good. Because I definitely wanted to be very punctual. I believe in punctuality. And you know, if your show starts at 3 o'clock, you should be on air at 3 o'clock.
It's 3 right now. It's
perfection.
It's not my fault that a pre-recorded show runs over. I try to get out of here 10 minutes early.
Exactly, yes.
Let me welcome everyone to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm the host, John Papa Giorgio. I have two old school Chantilly High friends in the studio with
all
me.
All right.
Got Josh Williams.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Got Amy Lloyd, who's...
Hey.
Speak up, Amy.
What?
Hey now.
Hey now. Exactly. So we are here pretty much. We got Leo, the standard Leonard Reynolds is not with us this week. He's actually in Maryland competing in a beer pong tournament.
Aww.
Let me crank up my headphones and let me turn down, because I think our speaker is actually on in studio, which would have done a little bit of the feedback thing, but whatever.
Oh, okay.
All good. Like I said, we can clock out of here in 30 minutes. It really doesn't care.
Is that a promise?
Yeah.
No, you know what? I think this is very fun. We should totally monopolize the entire hour.
Dude, we'll fill 60
yes.
minutes. Is no biggie.
Exactly.
Hold on. Let me play the POC that signifies the start of the show.
Yes.
I've been sitting on it. Because we don't have the PSAs. Yet again, the PSA computer has been... is down. Exactly. We usually have the funny PSA off with, you know, muscular dystrophy stuff. And, you know, we laugh at the inappropriate things. I don't know if Josh does so much, but...
No.
He'll play along for 60 minutes.
I try to be as PC as possible.
Exactly. But it's all good. Here's a little... Wait, where's Pac? Here? There you go. A little bit of the straight ballin'. God, this song's like 15 years old. I just kind of play that. Mellows you in. Enough of that. What, you want it back? Little G-Funk. Hold on, let me be a professional. Let me be a consummate pro and I'll fade it out on us. While you guys talk. Which would be your cue to talk.
Oh.
Perfection. Amy, why don't you tell me a little bit about your week?
My week.
Sure, we can start with that. Let's, hold on. Let's, got my little list. I wanted to say hi to Tony, my good old roomie, ex-roomie from
Hello,
the tech
Tony.
Days.
That Tony with an I or a Y?
Tony with a Y. With the mom that cooks the best food ever, and I go down there to eat like a hog.
All right.
I might be doing that later.
Home-cooked meals are always very good.
Dude, they train her to cook some real Italian food. It's pretty badass.
That's good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Amy, pronounce badass correctly.
Badass.
Amy and Josh kind of have catchphrases that I'm sure you'll be picking up on, even with just 60 minutes of them. There's
well,
a big
more
one.
More so Amy than it is me. But
There's a big one I forbade, but you know what? Busted out on the air.
It in.
Did you really?
Tupac entered the scene.
Say it.
Ah, jigga.
You're going to hear ah, jigga a lot.
Yes,
Amy loves the ah, jigga. Anyone who talks to Amy, I don't know. I use it with her. Can't help it.
It's almost a noun now.
It totally
is. It rolls off the tongue. But yeah, pretty much we're going to do a little bit of the standard format, which would be me discussing a little bit of my week, and a little chunk of that week would involve Amy for the telling of a story. And possible listeners, I got my friend Pam and my friend Liz from work. Pam goes to our gym, actually.
Hey.
Amy. So she might be able to add to the story, but you and I can... We can take it.
Okay.
We can get in the end zone, just the two of us. And you know what? I just want to ride the magic that is Josh and Amy together. I'm just... They
That's
had
right.
all kinds of stories
yes.
coming in on the car. And all I could say over and over was, guys, save it for the
save
air.
Save it for the air.
Save it
that
for the air.
That was definitely...
Josh, I'm going to put you on the spot first.
Okay.
You're the quarterback.
That's
fine. Amy's like a good wide receiver. You're the quarterback
yes.
here. What is the phone drama that we were tapping into right beforehand? Do you want to discuss or no?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I can discuss that.
Go for it.
Yeah, there was some...
There was a rash of cell phone activity right before the show.
There was
involving
definitely
Josh.
A rash of cell phone activity and... You know, I was just trying to coordinate a potential date for after the show, but unfortunately the guy canceled, which sucks.
Ugh.
So, but yeah, that kind of sucks because I was really interested in like meeting him and everything. But...
Tell us all about said character.
Well, said character.
I like that name for him, by the way.
Exactly.
SC.
So I know, right? Because he could very well be listening in. I just gave him like all the information on like how to listen in.
Then I'm going to bash you.
Yes, I know, right? And now he's going to be like, well, now he's never going to call. Oh, thanks,
Pretty
John.
Much.
Putting me on the spot like this. He's going to be like, I'm never dating this guy again.
Williams deletes.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And he'll say, ah, Jigga.
After he deletes, when he deletes my number. No, but we met actually over this site called Connections.
Okay.
And he seems like a very nice guy.
Now, is that a MySpace type thing, or is it more Cupid trying to...
It's more of like a Cupid kind of site.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not so much MySpace, Facebook.
Amy is making the penis in the hole motion with her fingers. I take it it's sexual slightly in nature.
Yes. Well, I don't know. You know, we haven't met yet, so we've just been like chatting online and like through email and actually all that.
How long has that been running on?
For a month.
Really?
Yeah. You know.
And this is the first meeting today.
Today was supposed to be the first meeting. But you know what though? Time crunching and everything. Like he's got to meet some friends at 6:00 and. You know, I'm, of course, here in the studio doing this wonderful show that you asked me to do.
By the way, our listener count dropped. I don't know what's going on.
What?
Well, no, it was at 5:00 for that show that precedes us. I don't know what the hell it's called. It's something about homes.
My heart is broken.
What?
And it was up to 5:00 there, which is shocking because they're usually at 2 or 1:00. We're at 4:00 right now. You know what? It's because we're...
Mama Papa Giorgio's not on the...
No, she's leaving it on just to bump it up. So we're way low. It's all good. It'll all pan out in the end.
It will.
It's a show for us, man. It's FUBU.
Exactly.
For us, by us. That's how I view this.
I like that.
I get extremely irate whenever... callers.
What's that light?
That's the callers. Ruining our good time.
Oh, callers.
I hope it's Mama Papa Giorgio.
Okay, I wonder who it is.
Probably my mom.
Yay. She's the highlight. Hello.
Hold on. Let me make sure.
Hello
again.
Papa Giorgio?
Hi.
Hey, Madre.
Hello.
Hi.
You're my favorite part of the show.
Thank you, Amy. Anyway, that lady had the benefit of my tuning in early so that I would be there
in case
the cleaners came. So don't pay attention to that.
Good.
Wait, what's wrong? What happened with the cleaners? I thought to catch everyone up, my mom was
supposed to be here at 2:30, and so I tuned in about 10 after 10.
Uh-huh.
I mean 10 after 2 for that lady, and I just left it on in case I suddenly became overwhelmed by activity.
All good.
Okay, but don't pay attention to the drop. The drop is somebody else, but she had me counted, and I wasn't listening to her.
Exactly.
All right.
So, you know what? We're going to take that point away from her.
Okay.
All right, Madre. Love you. We'll call you later.
I wish not.
Okay.
Bye.
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 We'll have her back on air.
Oh, that's good.
She's all that makes this
tick.
So, yeah, there was the extensive picture exchanging or was any of that going on?
Yes, there actually was lots of picture exchanging over the internet.
You have not told me anything about this man.
I miss those good old days of the internet where you would take those, like, ultra-flattering pictures of yourself and just
be
like...
Oh, my gosh, I know, right?
In the mirror?
Exactly.
Big flash
up ahead. Fingerprint smeared mirror.
It's and it's interesting that you bring that up because that's such a gay cliche.
Not only having
misleading pictures, but having those photo shots of you that you take in your bathroom mirror. It's like disgusting.
It's all
littered. Oh, I mean,
as he's sucking your
click
gut,
on gay.com. That's like everybody's photos.
Gay.com.
It's ridiculous.
I was about to click on that as an actual site.
Wait a minute.
It is an actual site. It's
really?
Dirty. Dirty, okay. Dirty. So, but we'll have to see. You know, I think we're going to meet up another day.
Your
singulars
and
are causing interference.
So, but yeah, we'll have to see what's going on with that. Now, my other phone call was another friend, Judd.
Okay.
And he...
Tell us about Judd.
He really just pissed me off.
Drama for your mama.
This is some drama for your mama.
I'm loving it. I have
to
do nothing
this show. Because
10 minutes down. Keep going.
You know, and I'm like, this is ridiculous because, you know, I'm like, he calls me and he's like, you know, you can't be upset or anything because, you know, you can't get mad and like complain to me that you like can never find a boyfriend. When
now
a guy,
Judd's a friend?
Judd is a supposed friend.
Okay.
Sometimes I kind of
but
have questions.
But Judd showed his true colors right now.
Oh, he did. Yes, very much. And, you know, he's like, oh, well, you can't get upset, you know, saying that, you know, you don't have a boyfriend or anything like that. When there's a guy that obviously wants to meet you, but you, you know, throw him by the wayside to like go and, you know, do a radio show.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting
whatever,
here,
man.
I'm like,
world of broadcast right
exactly.
here.
Exactly. I'm like, nice you know, lady. When is the opportunity for me to, you know, be invited to come on a live radio show?
Back up to 5, by the way.
You know?
Back up to 5.
That's what I'm talking about.
We're taking them down.
See, that's good. Exactly.
Take over.
Yeah. So I'm
Take
thinking,
over,
you know what? I might never have this experience to be on a live radio show. I mean, even
whenever
if
you
want to
pop in, dude.
You know?
Not much of a waiting list.
Oh, well, I mean, so that's why I
you
figured
blew him off
take
for this.
Precedence.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
I like knowing that I outrank the character.
Yes.
This character.
The said person.
I outrank
him. We won't mention
him.
Any names, but
exactly.
If he's listening in, he knows exactly who we're talking about.
There you go. He had it. In a 10-minute summary, the neat little bow on the top right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. You know, definitely. So, and I'm so upset with Amy here because she wants
what
to come with me to a potluck dinner tonight.
Yeah, I remember in the car, Amy's trying to. I think we've all been here. I don't know what it is about potlucks. I think they suck.
I'm a big fan of potlucks.
I'll do them at work because I never contribute. And then I just sit there and eat the food. Like, I'll wait 10 minutes. So everyone who did contribute can get their food. But then they're like, John, why aren't you eating? And I say, dude, I didn't bring anything. They're like, oh, join on in. And then I just devour everything. And then I turn it into smelly poo-poo, which goes in the work toilet.
Oh, my gosh.
That's how that process works.
Yes.
And then I get the IM. Hey, Amy.
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Oh, jigga. I had a pooparoni a brewing. A turtle head.
Speaking of, Amy's... Are you flying with a passenger right now?
Oh
my gosh.
She's carrying.
My tummy.
Has your food baby come to term yet?
No, stop.
Amy calls them food babies.
Yes.
I love it.
Oh, I'm blushing.
She'll mention having twins or triplets.
Stop it.
I love
oh,
it.
Oh, that is hilarious.
One of the many things I've stolen from Amy.
Yeah. Well, I think I might have to be flying solo to this potluck tonight. But it'll be fun, though.
It'll be so fun.
As long as the food's good, it can't
well,
be a disaster.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I don't know. And, like, again, the phone conversation with said friend.
Said, is this Judd or said character?
No, Judd.
Judd.
Yeah.
Judd. I don't know if there are any.
This is Judd, not said character.
Okay.
But he's like, oh, you know, hang out with me tonight and you can get to meet my new boyfriend. Yeah, what is it with gay men and like breaking up?
Yeah, Judd,
and
what
then
is it?
Like within like a matter of days, find like somebody else that you already call your boyfriend. I don't know. I mean, I'm gay and maybe that like characteristic just kind of like fell down like in the trash can when it came to me personally.
I
don't have that like ability to just like fall out of love with someone and then like pick up another guy in like a matter of days
because they're not happy with themselves.
Exactly.
That's true.
That's what boils down to it. And
as the token representative of the straight community here, because Amy's gay too.
No, I'm not.
Totally loves the rainbow flag.
Yes.
But,
hey, Amy's been with me to Velvet before. On
there
Jenna,
you go.
To the foam parties, the foam and bubble parties that they had.
Never again.
Yeah, she did break out in hives.
It was horrible.
But, yeah, you see that in a lot of people, period. You know, it cuts across the sexuality line a little bit.
I think so.
I think it's an insecurity thing.
It is an insecurity thing, definitely. And, you know...
There's many a trollop that will have a boyfriend within days
exactly.
after she's done.
Exactly.
I mean, have you ever really gone through an old yearbook and just seen, especially with the seniors, the love you, baby, together forever? Do you ever just pull that out for a good laugh?
Exactly.
I mean, it's been a while for me because I'm, you know, we're getting up there, sadly.
We are. Our 10-year reunion's coming up in,
that's creepy.
What, a year?
Something like that. I mean, it really is not far.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Don't want to talk about it.
Really?
No,
I think it's beautiful that we're getting older. I love getting older.
I'm not a big fan.
I am. I don't need to stay young because I've noticed that young people are just very immature.
This is true.
You know, and they carry on way too much drama, and I can't deal with that.
As opposed to we older people. Oh, a proper little tie-in.
Oh, that's true. You know, you're right.
Nor was Cheryl.
That's who
the clerk. Oh, you're talking about Cheryl,
not
the clerk.
Spock.
That was not Spock.
No.
You know what, Pam? If you are listening, give a ring in. Otherwise, we're gonna go to town on the gym topic. Hold on. Do we have the phone number
call.
Right here? 703-560-TALK. Again, 703-560-TALK. I thought you said a word we can't say on the air for a second.
What?
Wait, maybe we can say that on the air.
Talk?
No, the...
The word
do you
rhymes ever drink,
with
it.
Yeah.
I'll do it.
Have you ever been on a TWA airplane and had their tea? The TWAT?
No.
I'm going on about the word that we can't say on the air, I think. Because I know Don and Mike aren't allowed to say it. The TWAT. You know, you use these expressions to get around the rules. Like, see
gotcha.
You in Toledo. See you next Tuesday.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So, yeah, a big cup of TWAT.
Pam, Colin, we're dying.
Pam is not listening. We're
Pam.
Safe to say whatever. I will
Give
tell the story.
Give me her number. I will call her.
I don't have Pam's number.
Why not?
I was talking to her through my friend Liz. Liz knows Pam, but Pam goes to her gym. But I don't have Pam's number. Pam was like, I'm going to listen to the show. I'm like, no, you're not. No one does. And I like it that way. I like this show for my mom, for you guys, and maybe two friends that I am in all the time.
That would be me.
Exactly.
Yes,
I intend to record
it. That would be Amy.
And whore it out to WJFK so I can get rich and famous.
Nice.
Don and Mike are the best.
Radio gods, sir. But okay, I will get into my story of heartbreak.
Oh,
it,
well,
I felt it for you.
Yeah,
not
do
really.
Tell us.
It was
going
it was
on.
More funny you. Than heartbreak.
It was not funny.
It was funny because I have a sick sense of humor, even when it comes to myself. But last week, or I think it was last
Monday.
Week.
Oh, when the whole thing.
No, last week on the radio show.
Oh.
I had mentioned this individual,
El Greco
Roman wrestling. Exactly. We'll call it half Greeky. At my gym. Mm-hmm. And there was a clerk who had been attempting to set me up with this person. Like, I hadn't seen the person in question until last week. The clerk had been going on. We have too many said persons on this show. Said characters, said
Greco.
Persons.
We'll call her El Greco.
We'll go with El Greco. Let's just go with Spock.
All right,
Spock. I hope she's not listening.
I mean, too, because I do have to go to this gym.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, because I have no contempt for this person.
Okay.
It's just a funny story.
Okay.
We
well, do tell.
In the locker room, John.
Oh.
Down.
Say it. Say the phrase.
Aw, jigga.
There we go. There is your catchphrase. Anyhow, I mentioned this person, Spock, last week. What? You had gone on. You slammed her on her eyebrows. Her eyebrows look perfectly normal to me. I didn't really see anything.
Oh, were they bushy?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh, they were like pencil thin.
No.
She
Bob.
Said they were kind of archy.
Oh, no.
No
they looked like standard eyebrows to me. I'm not going to. So anyhow, the clerk, Cheryl, for the purposes of anonymity, because I don't know Cheryl's last name, which I'd give out on the air anyhow. I don't care. We have four listeners. I'm doing the show for the mom, like I said. Anyhow, Cheryl had been talking up this person, Spock, for a while now, saying, hey, she's real perky, she's very cool, she's single, and she's...
And flexible.
Well, yeah, if you do watch her stretch, that's the case. So anyhow, this Spock then popped over to me and was talking, you know, broke the ice with me and was chatting me up at the gym right when she was exiting one day. And she seemed cool, you know, could hold a conversation. And Cheryl was then like, hey, Spock mentioned she talked to you. Don't laugh about the nickname. It works. I like it. Rolls off the tongue. Aww. And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, good. The ice is broken. That's the toughest part. Now, if someone, a little matchmaker type in your gym had been saying, hey, there's a certain individual that wants to be set up. Are you interested in talking to them? First, you'd probably say, what the hell, right? Why not?
Yeah, that's true. Why not? I mean, if anything, you can like
you can always say
get
no.
to know a new friend.
Exactly.
You know?
That's how I view things in life.
Definitely.
So I'm like, sure, why not? I finally, this person actually approaches me because I don't care enough to even approach this person. You know what I mean? I'm not the type of guy who approaches people in the gym, like females. I find that skeevy. There's two places you don't S where you eat, to use the expression. To dance around our sensors, which mm-hmm. would be me saying, hey, don't use that language on the air after the fact. But, I don't approach at work. Don't approach at the gym.
Yes, definitely.
Other than that, fair game. But the gym, you know what? People really are there to work out. And they're sweaty. And they look like crap. And let them enjoy their peace.
Exactly.
Find theirs then. So I didn't care to approach this person. This person comes up to me. Spock comes up to me. Whatever, Amy, you came up with the nickname. We're rolling with it.
Oh.
So then.
I feel bad.
Well, no, so.
She's a cute girl. Just
I have nothing wrong with her whatsoever. She seems cool.
Yes.
It's more the situation. I'm just bringing up for the sake of discussion because Josh yes. knows his stuff. Because it's a curious situation. So anyhow, you're caught up to this point. She's talked. She was very, you know.
Yeah.
Great conversationalist.
Okay.
Cheryl was like, yeah, she mentioned she chatted with you, blah, blah, blah. And then Monday I get the call
Monday.
To save you, Amy?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
What?
Yeah, what? Amy
to
was
save
in danger
her.
Monday.
Oh, the car accident.
No,
that was
no.
the Monday before.
Exactly.
Okay.
No. This Jinxy, this Monday, you gave a call and you're like, there's someone. There's someone in my apartment.
Oh, my God. So do tell us. What happened, Amy?
Yeah, relay it.
Oh, God.
Relay why I picked you up Monday.
All right, so I'm... You hear me?
I can... Now I can hear you.
I was sitting in the living room watching TV with the cat, Minifel.
Minifel.
My protein shake. All of a sudden, the closet in my roommate's bedroom starts flipping on and off. I was like...
Which, by the way, if you're a thief, you hide in the closet and then flick the light.
I panicked. So I ran into my bedroom and grabbed my hairspray.
I hope you grabbed, like, a lighter with it so you can, like, burn whoever
no,
was,
hairspray.
Like, in your apartment.
makeshift mace. Come on.
No. Only if you get it in their eyes, though.
That's where I was going to
Knowing aim. Amy, she'd spray herself. Like, that stings.
Okay, that's the end of my story.
No, there's more to it.
Yeah, because I'm like, you left. Okay, so you went and you got the makeshift mace.
So I panicked. And then John was like, we're going to the gym. We're going to go get creaky.
Nice.
I don't believe I used
that.
Or did I? Was I saying that? I don't remember.
I think I logged the IM conversation. Anyway.
Go for it.
What was making that noise in your roommate's room?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Never found out?
Nothing was flicking the light. It was bad wiring. I drive over because she's like, were you asking if I was going to bring weaponry to confront the attacker?
Weaponry. Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, no, because
well,
there's no one there.
John told me to go into the kitchen and get knives. I'm like, I am never getting that close to a
girl. Yeah.
Well, but you never know, though, you know, if I think a life and death situation was
Hair
occurring.
Spray.
Yeah.
You
Hair
know, I think that I would be quick to get a knife.
I was willing to gamble no one was there. And she said, what if they have a gun? And I replied, I didn't want to go into work tomorrow anyhow. Right.
Aw.
I'm going
to
cry.
One way or another.
I'm starting to well up.
Why?
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. So as I'm driving in the Fairfax County Parkway traffic, she calls. She's like, you can go home. My roommate, who has an ounce of spine, just walked in her room and turned on the closet. No one's there.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So now in the closet, there was a light switch.
No, no light switch. It has a sensor.
Oh, and I see.
Something was triggering it. Not the cat, because she was with me.
The only thing tripping in there was you, Amy. Oh. Snap. This is Amy speak, by the way.
I don't say snap.
Really?
Never.
It just seems to kind of fit in with Aw Jigga. Yeah.
Yes. You know, my new thing, though, that I've been doing, like, over Instant Messenger or when I go into work.
What you doing?
Is instead of saying good morning, I say, hey, hey, hey.
the rerun.
I know. Nice. I took it from Sex and the City because I just love Sarah Jessica Parker. So
the SJP.
Yes, the SJP. She is awesome. And definitely everybody go and watch the Sex and the City movie. It's supposed to be coming out.
When is it?
I believe in 2008.
Okay.
Sometime, I'm guessing in the summer. I don't know. But
I'd probably catch it. I've seen most of them.
Yeah, I love Sex and the City. You know, such a good show.
I can't do it. If we had a computer routed through the soundboard, I could play it. But God forbid we ever get that.
Well, too funny, because I would always take trips up to New York City, and as we're driving up to New York City, I would always play the Sex and the City theme song.
Wait a minute. I think you were with me, and yes! I played the Sex and the City theme song.
And Stephanie was there, too? Oh, good times.
I think my favorite Sex and the City fact is that every troupe of girls loves to say they all take after one of the characters, and every group is just like, four Samanthas, because it's a bunch of tramps.
Aww. No, you can't stereotype, John.
I'm just saying.
That's not good.
Like, every group will have two to three Samanthas, and then maybe a Carrie or two. No one ever wants to be the redhead.
Miranda.
I know more girls who say that they're like Charlotte.
Yeah, Miranda. Charlotte
they'll run with. No one wants to be the Miranda.
No.
Oh, why? I love Miranda.
Miranda is not a looker, as we say.
Am I allowed to say that?
Oh, no. She's a looker. Stop it.
I
love Cynthia Nixon, and she is such a beautiful woman and an excellent actress. That's just my opinion, so.
What were you asking if it could be said on air, Amy?
Oh, ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ass.
Oh.
Game on.
Game on. So, yes, let me get into a little bit about my week.
Do it.
I, if you all don't know, I work as a recruiter for a government contractor.
Okay.
And Thursday, I was actually doing some recruiting at a job fair in Crystal City at the DoubleTree Hotel.
I don't mean to interrupt, but how did we not complete the El Greco story?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yes. No, let's finish that, and then we'll get into my week.
Okay. We shall. And that will take us through the end of the episode, fingers crossed. Because where are we going to eat after this, guys? What do we vote on?
Well,
we have all kinds of Chinese and Mexican right up and down, whatever the hell that
we
is.
We should
29.
Go someplace cheap.
Tippies?
Oh.
Aw, jigga. Well, if we're going to go to Tippies Tacos,
Tippies,
honey,
Crab Storm
we need, like, a bathroom. Like, literally.
I'm down.
Not mine.
Yeah, like, eating at Tippies is like eating
every
at Anita's.
Every time I go out to eat with Josh, he comes back to my apartment and tears the bathroom up.
Ugh. I do.
Tears it up.
Well,
but
let's.
It's okay.
I know. I'm sorry, honey.
It's okay.
We got Chinese. We got Chinese. We got Tippies.
Sunflower.
Or we have Sunflower.
How close is Sunflower?
Vienna.
It's down the street. Yeah. And it's all vegetarian.
Is there anything good and junky and just deep fried?
All of it.
Okay.
Hello.
All of it.
Get the freaking baby on jigga.
Do they have a lot of pasta?
No. It's Asian style.
Oh, really?
All right. So back to the Greken story, right?
Okay. Greken. The Greco-Roman.
Right? Is that what? I'm sorry. I'm totally lost. It's because I don't go to the gym that they go to, so I have no idea who they're talking
about.
Well,
we've rescued Amy at this point. She's trying to weasel out of the gym, and I said, no, I'm driving here. I'm picking you up. We're hitting the gym together.
Oh, yeah.
So we hit the gym, and we're doing the treadmill thing, and sure enough, lo and behold, in comes Spock. Or let's do Greco.
El Greco.
El Greco sounds nicer. Spock sounds very mean.
I know, and she looks like a nice girl. I feel guilty about saying that.
Well,
you're so
not
guilty. You only said it five
not
times.
Not necessarily. I mean, Spock could be a very positive and uplifting, like you know, character.
Thanks, Josh.
Especially if you liked, you know, Star Trek. So
exactly.
Trekkie.
So El Greco struts in, and she's doing her stretching.
She's an amazing stretcher.
She is.
Is.
That was some scandalous stretching right there. I needed a cigarette after seeing it. But,
oh my gosh. Now, there wasn't any like camel toe visible, was there?
Josh.
I wasn't looking that closely. Honestly, I was more reading, but it was Amy just nudging, like, she's cute. Why aren't you talking to her? Why aren't you talking to her?
I was ready to kick his butt.
Uh-oh.
And it's because she wasn't looking up and making
Josh
any eye contact.
Josh was asking me these jokes, like, what was the one about Winnie the Pooh and John the Baptist?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, what are you talking about? Go talk to her.
No, I was reading. I have a book on creativity, how to improve your creativity, called, Knock on the Side of the Head, Whack on the Side of the Head. And, yeah, it was just a dumb section on jokes. And the joke I was telling her, what do John the Baptist and Winnie the Pooh have in common? The same middle name. It's dumb, but I loved it.
That is too funny.
And so Amy's just like, get off your fat ass, get off the treadmill and talk to her.
I didn't say it that way.
Exactly, she did. And then she spat in my face.
Lies.
It's like, wow, Amy, I didn't know you had that in you.
It's a lie.
So this girl's marching back and forth to the treadmill, back
she
to stretch.
She was parading in front of you. I totally thought.
So, I mean, obviously she was trying to get your attention.
I thought so.
I believe, and I was later vindicated in this belief. She was just strutting back and forth, shortest point between a treadmill and the stretch place. The little dirty, you know, wrestling pad that in high school would give all the gym kids gonorrhea.
Ew.
You remember those stories, right?
No.
Kids getting STDs off the gym mats.
We went to the same
Maybe that's
school.
Something you just told your parent. I don't know.
I didn't hear about that going down at CHS.
CHS.
But, you know, I did hear about some shady stuff happening after we graduated, I think. After we graduated.
Scandalous little sex out of a school.
That was when the school really just, like, hit an all-time low.
We were the vanguard. Mm. We kept it together.
We
kept the wheels on.
You know, and after we left, and Dale Rumberger left too.
DR.
DR, baby. All
Dear
the way.
DR.
The school went down the toilet, you know? Mm-hmm. But so, okay, back to the story. So did you end up at least talking to her?
No.
Not necessary.
Thank God, though,
not necessary.
Was pushing him.
She
Why?
Was prodding.
You should have.
I saw absolutely, this chick was just going about her business. And in fact, she then disappeared while I was working out, which is fine by me. I'm not in the gym to cruise, you know, for chicks. I'm actually lifting.
Mm-hmm.
So she finally appears.
Well, it's a good thing you're not gay, John, because any gay gym is like all about cruising.
Just the meat market.
That is like a sausage fest. Like,
hey,
I mean,
I would
seriously,
be afraid to set
no,
foot.
It's so true. Like, I mean, that's why I'm so scared. I'm like going to a gay gym. No way.
Do we have gay gyms in the area?
Oh, we so do have gay gyms in the area.
No kidding.
You know what happens
in
the back of the gym?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, my advice, don't ever go to the crew club in D.C.
You heard it here.
They might say it's a gym, but it's not a gym.
More interested in the sauna aspects of the gym.
Exactly. They're like, oh, where do I go and get my own private room?
Wow. Good Lord.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely gay gyms are an excuse to cruise. That's why gay guys go to the gym.
I would make a poor gay man. I would be like, you're staring at me. Do you need a spot, good chap?
Well, I know. That's how I am, too. I'm like, are you in line for this machine?
Says, I'm in line for you, honey, and smacks your ass. And Josh goes, ah, jigga.
Ah, jigga.
There's the line.
Yes. No, definitely. You want to know a big gay gym that's
I'm
in our local area?
Know.
Lifetime gym.
Lifetime, no kidding.
Lifetime, and you would never think of it because Lifetime prides themselves on either being a fancy gym or being like a family-oriented gym, mm-hmm. you know, where they do a lot of like things for families. Oh, no, no, no.
If you thought that, you thought I'm wrong.
Seriously, if you look underneath that, you know, that shell of a, like an existence that Lifetime has, you will find a scandalous gay scene in that gym.
Wow. I love it.
Oh my God, it's insane.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the showers.
Oh, dear.
Don't even like go in there. That's why I just shower at home. I'm like, I don't care if I like smell in my car.
I don't. I never got the showering at the gym unless you're going to work. Honestly, you don't live that far from your gym. Just get your ass in, drive home.
And that is exactly what I do. I'm like, no, I like my privacy when I shower and not having people purposefully open up the shower curtain and then stare me up and down and then say, oops, I'm sorry.
And
this
again,
shower's occupied.
I'm sorry I did that. I didn't know anyone was there.
Exactly. I'm like, oh, come on now. I'm like, normally when you like, you can obviously tell somebody's in the shower, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like to open up, most people, I would say, we'll just like shut it back like right away and quickly, you know?
Or notice that water is running instead of shower.
Exactly, but they won't like pull back the curtain, look in, and like eye you up and down.
And then throw their watch in at your feet and say, oops, I dropped something.
Yes. So definitely Lifetime Gym is a very illicit gym.
Wow.
Just, you know, watch out there.
My friends who work out at Lifetime, I will be...
yes, definitely keep them
informed. I will be ribbing them from now on.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got the Lifetime update. We'll the Greco...
Yes.
The finale?
Yeah, what is the finale with Greco?
Part three of the Lonesome Dove saga. So anyhow, she finally comes back in when I'm back on the treadmill after working out. And she's chatting up with another guy.
It's not cute.
She doesn't think he's cute. I think he's dreamy. No, he's a decent looking dude.
No.
He's whatever. He is what he is. It's not like she's chatting up a... Well, I wasn't picking my nose. I'm rubbing the side of it. There's a big difference, Amy. Amy was shooting me giving me the business with her eyes because I was wiping my oily Greek beak.
Hey, I'm part Greek. Don't even.
You're like a quarter.
Your mom's a quarter. Oh, wait, never mind.
Yeah.
Oops.
Your mom did not work.
My mom is thorough.
Failed me.
So anyhow, she's chatting, and she's like animated with this guy, too, and given the whole same production. I'm like, you know what? There is nothing there. I don't care. And I just go back to my treadmill one last time, my happy place where I exercise.
Exactly.
And Amy comes. She's like, did he talk to her this time? I'm like, no. She's talking to some other guy. She's like, he's not even cute. I'm like, I don't care. I just want to work out. She wasn't in the mood for the approaching. What can I say? I don't care. I'm sweaty.
Yeah.
So anyhow, we walk out into the parking lot, and lo and behold, these two are just making out full bore in a driving rain.
In the rain.
Little kids. It's actually, they're at the edge of the parking lot. And Amy spots them first. And what do you say?
Is that her?
Yeah. And I'm like, I do believe it is. So that is my poorly told mystery of the week. But pretty much the whole question is, why Cheryl, the clerk, would be attempting a setup with a person who's apparently taken.
Or who's apparently gets around the block, so to speak.
You know what? That seems to be the most popular answer, that this chick is just tramping it up.
Yeah.
I personally don't agree with it. I think she might have just found the dude or something.
I mean, really understand. It's like, what kind of issues do people have with them, with like their selves, if they like tramp or whore around?
Yeah, and that's,
you know,
I think it's an esteem thing.
Definitely.
Simply. I'm not going out on a limb there.
Well, and
they
don't
think highly of themselves if they SD a day.
Well, and I mean, also you have to think about
Amy like that.
You know how scary of a time, you know, right now we're living in.
Oh, dude, I'm with you on that one, yeah.
You know, it's like, there is no way. You have to always watch yourself. You always have protection. because, you know, in this
unless
day and
I'm
age,
in the Lifetime shower.
Well, exactly. Well, yeah.
Where everything's safe at Lifetime.
I mean, seriously, Lifetime should start passing out condoms and lube. Like, right outside of the, like, men's locker room.
They need to come packaged with Showtime.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because Lifetime is very much like episodes of Queer as Folk I've seen.
Good show. Kind of cheesy. I used to watch it. I
yeah.
Admit.
Good show, but definitely gave you a skewed view of the gay community.
Yeah,
you know?
Seriously.
And it's unfortunate because there's a lot of people that are out there that think that's how gay people are. And that's, like, the only community that there is that exists, and that's not true, you know? Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things that I didn't agree with Queer as Folk.
Amy, turn off that damn phone. Those singulars create horrible interference. These are shielded as hell if that's the only interference we're getting.
Yeah, that's actually not bad, so that's good. But you do have to watch out, you know, because in this day and age, STDs run rampant. HIV,
which would tie into what is today.
Oh,
my conscientious
World
friend.
AIDS Day is today. Thank you, everyone.
See, Josh, yay. Actually, he wanted to have like a mature discussion or two on the show.
Well,
like,
I did. So everybody that's listening, happy World AIDS Day.
I'll you know what? I got cool AIDS stories. You don't hear that phrase often. No.
Uh-oh.
I was just a little germaphobe as a kid. Like, I was a total germ freak. And I remember one time, I was swimming in a public pool and found what had to be like part of a snorkel or something. And I was young and didn't really know what a condom looked like. So I thought I just picked up a used condom at the bottom of a pool.
Oh, no.
And I was convinced I had full-blown AIDS like right after the fact. So I did nothing. I was like, I can't be with anyone. I got the AIDS, Jigga.
Well, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions.
And got around the block.
Well, there's a lot of misconceptions with AIDS transfer, you know, and the transmission of HIV.
This is true.
So, you know, I think that, you know, education is the number one key break down
they taught
those
us well
stereotypes.
Holy crap, my fly's been down. Josh, you tell a good story. No. I don't know how long it's been down. No, I agree. Because you know what? Whenever you go to get your junk checked out, or in Amy's case, her she junk.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. She goes all the time. She gets around. We're kidding. Amy's a good individual. But the things they will tell you about, well, this is how you can and can't get AIDS. It's like, please, do people not know this? What are the dumbest things you remember hearing? I mean, like,
water fountain.
Yeah, water fountain.
Toilet seats.
Toilet seats. Well, you can get everything on those, but only if you lick.
Yeah.
Only if you lick, yes.
Exactly.
Well, and this is actually another little snippet of information to the viewers out there that are listening.
Go for it.
You know, and this is mainly directed towards men. You know, if you are going to go in and get an STD or an HIV test, you know, whether it's at a health clinic or your doctor.
Freebie health clinic, Joseph Sewick.
Definitely
what?
Make sure that they do not swab your...
John, are you listening?
What?
Your penis. So, I mean, I
your
hope
junk,
I can say that on the
like
air.
Your
junk.
Man junk.
Yeah. Your rattlesnake or
I got
whatever.
My junk.
Oh, man.
Dude,
make sure
why not?
That your they jigga. Don't actually swab it because
why?
There's actually...
Now I'm concerned. I have this done.
Well, yeah. There's actually new advances when it comes with, you know, testing for HIV and STDs. Now, according to the CDC, they can actually test for every STD and HIV that's out there that the CDC knows with just urine and blood samples alone.
Fabulous.
I wish, I think the county's broke because they definitely took a guitar string with a tab of cotton and shoved it up my prick for a good 10 seconds.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to do the 10 count while I held
definitely,
it.
Definitely, it hurts. It's painful.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Amy saw my face as I walked out. Did I look raped or no?
I took your picture.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... picture worthy.
It's on the MySpace. You
well,
can see
yeah.
a couple
and
on
I mean,
the MySpace.
Definitely, it's a very archaic practice, so don't let them do this
you
to you.
That ain't
John,
good.
You better don't.
You better don't. This is for all the men that are out there listening. Hopefully there's more now. I don't know. Are we still at 5?
We were up
down?
To 8 for a bit, and then I mentioned getting a tube up my junk, and I went back down to 7. But still,
well, hey,
climbing.
That's good. Exactly.
When you have that small an audience, like each increase is like a 20% share. It's
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
I did post a bulletin on MySpace.
Yeah.
That we were gonna
oh,
be
you
on
fixed
the...
it?
I fixed it.
Awesome.
I hope.
I don't
well,
think
and
you
that's
did.
Good. That's good.
Should I log on to MySpace?
Do it.
Well, I wanted to read my tickler of the week, my funny news item of the week, my chuckler. All right, is everyone ready?
Yes, we're ready.
We're going to go. Thank you, gang. Woman's smoothie spiked with abortion pill.
Oh. Ooh.
See, this is where the regulars would just go, bah, with me. It's just like, oh, that's not funny.
That's inhumane.
In fact, I'll read it. And if you're not laughing within a few paragraphs, I'll stop because I caved to peer pressure like that. Darshana Patel told authorities, what is Darshana? Darshana.
Got it.
How else do you pronounce that?
Go for it.
Damn right. Let's do Indian buffet.
Oh, chiga.
Oh, all that curry.
Yeah, let's have ourselves a poo storm. We can make the perfect storm with three different poos in the same house.
Oh, my.
But okay, Darshana Patel told authorities she was suspicious as she watched her boyfriend stir a smoothie at an ice cream store. When he offered it to her, she noticed powder on the cup's rim, and the pregnant woman feigned illness and didn't drink it. According to a criminal complaint, the woman says she sent the powder to a lab, and it turned out to be, I don't know the chemical name, the abortion pill also known as RU486. There's no laughs here. Fine.
Well, you can continue reading, John.
Okay.
Definitely.
I need my Robin to laugh throughout this article.
Oh.
There we go. Oh, Howard. Okay, hold on. Let me see if anything's funny. How about
hot in here?
Yeah, I turned on the Auschwitz lamps right behind me.
Okay. No, that's good, actually, because I was rather cold. So
thank you.
Definitely.
I was as well.
Yes.
You know what? We've only got 9 minutes left. Shall we pad as we see fit? I'll go on the MySpace. You two, say something funny. Put you on the spot like that. My DJ voice.
Well, you know, Amy, you know, I asked you actually in the beginning of the show what you did for a living, but you never responded.
Exactly.
So
where do you live? Your street address, Amy.
Oh, don't give that information out, but.
Exactly. One of our seven listeners might get you.
Come by.
I already had enough of this.
Do your Howard Stern belch on the air, Amy.
I can't burp like that. I mean,
come on. Live the dream.
I can't make myself burp.
Really?
That's true.
Can you? I thought everyone can.
I can't make myself burp either. Actually, wow. I do have a funny story with that.
I am a god among men right now.
Elementary school, you know, I actually, you know, kids just in elementary school, I was trying to make themselves burp. So, of course, I wanted to be cool like all my friends and make myself burp too, but ended up throwing up. So,
that's funny.
That's my story. Not really that exciting, but.
Oh, my Lord.
That's definitely what happened to me. It wasn't that cute of a sight.
Wow.
So.
Still want Pam the coffee.
You know what? I just went on the MySpace and the always awesome, known her forever and a day, Laura Agnich also spammed the show. We have three people spamming the show.
Oh my gosh.
And we're at seven listeners.
Oh, well, that
I'm
is
gonna
very
shoot myself.
Cool. Sexy.
It works.
Now, is that really good numbers?
It's par for the course. It's okay.
Excellent.
I appreciate the effort. Yeah. You know what? That was awesome of her. Amy, your effort's also duly noted.
Did my link work? Since you like.
Let me check your second link.
Send me an angry text message name. The one I put up.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work.
No.
It doesn't work?
No.
Ugh.
Oh, no.
You just said, I'll be on the air today. Click.
No. I just flat out copied yours.
Then you said click online here and the HTML didn't carry over. So it's just this text.
Too funny.
I love it.
And then it's a picture of, is this your Greek?
What? That's my grandma.
Is that the Greek grandma?
Yeah.
She looks
isn't
very
she
Greek.
Isn't she so beautiful?
She's Greek, of course.
She's an El Greco.
She looks like a goddess. Well, she does. I mean, when I saw her picture, the first, you know, like the first goddess I thought of was Athena.
I'm going to
or
leave
demeanor.
A comment.
Better don't.
You know?
Don't. I am leaving a comment on Amy's MySpace right now.
Oh, you have to read it to us after you're finished.
Okay.
Why don't you lean
over
his shoulder
and read it? Oh, I bet it's
going to
be funny.
You can read it, Josh.
Oh, what? Okay, what does it say?
No, you have to come over.
Oh, no, because then I won't be in front of a microphone, so.
You'll be in front of my microphone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell me. There you go. I'm your ride home. Don't forget.
There you go. Silence as he
okay. Oh, it's too funny. I love Thank it. You.
What does it say?
It says, oh, John, I'll you like back. Made it disappear. Okay, it says, she looks like the sea goddess of Red Lobster.
There you go.
Talk about my Gigi like that.
You're Gigi. Why do you call her Gigi? I thought it was Yaya.
She wanted to be called. Don't ask me.
Yaya is the Greek.
So now I thought that we had more time. It sucks. We only have, what, 9 minutes left?
No, we got like six. Because we want to bail out with our Tupac plan.
Tupac.
Give our friend, what is it, Night Train Memories. Yeah, Night Train Memories is the show. Yeah,
so
Night Train Memories. Woo. Night Train Memories is coming up afterward.
I listen through it.
It ain't bad. I'll listen. And
I don't think anything's better than your show today, John. Oh.
Thank you. I mean, honestly, if you guys want to eat, we can bail right now. I'm hungry.
Mama, like
oh, Jigga, no, I like being on the air.
I figured. It's good stuff.
Josh, like I figured.
I thought you'd be a natural.
Yes, yeah, you know, definitely. Because, I've done some radio work at your station, too.
Amy's madly wiping away at her
yes,
face.
Yes, she's got some blue, liquid running down her nose.
Gatorade. Oh. Wegmans brand.
Blowing Papa Smurf. What?
Oh, Jigga.
Jigga. Okay.
But,
Yeah, Josh, take it home if you want to say anything. Otherwise, I'll bail a good 10 minutes early.
Uh-oh.
So we can get some eats.
Oh, no. Let's You're talk about good. More talk. Okay, you know what I do want
to
talk about,
It has to be lowbrow.
Though?
Keep it lowbrow if it ain't.
Keep it lowbrow.
Little
oh,
bit.
Oh, you were talking. Okay. Well, you know, I want to talk about what has kind of been on my mind recently with our economy.
Oh,
okay.
You know, and I know it's going to be really quick and short. We probably only have 10 minutes left, but
you know what?
You know, a lot of people have been
Are
talking.
We off the air?
Mom, call in.
Mom,
call in.
Call in.
We'll have a panel discussion. Mom,
we should. Yeah,
Mama Papa
Giorgio. Definitely
Hold on.
For those callers, for those listeners that are out there.
I just want childhood horror stories, like
those
last
are
week.
Great.
Yeah, call. Definitely
I fell
call
laughing.
In.
Did you really?
Well, Hold because on. Definitely.
Hi, mommy.
Oh. What's up?
Care to call into the show and reveal some more childhood horror stories or something?
Oh, you want me to call in?
I do indeed.
Okay, hold on. I have the TV off. The number is 703-560-TALK.
703-560-TALK.
560 what?
Talk. Talk. TALK.
Yeah, okay.
8255. Right. I await.
So, but I mean, definitely have been listening to a lot of economists, and they're saying we're headed for a recession.
I believe it.
You know, and I mean, there's a lot of telltale signs, like what's going on with the housing market. So, it's definitely very scary to...
Amy looks like she's about to puke.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of foreclosures, especially in Florida, and they were saying California.
Mommy's calling!
Mommy's calling. Let's get her in. Let's
Mama
get
Papa
your mom
Giorgio.
In on
Hello.
This conversation.
Hello.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Miss Papa Giorgio.
Hello, everybody. Josh, Amy, is the amusement level flagging?
Oh, no, not at all. We actually wanted to bring you on to
I
be a part
you.
Of our panel and discuss whether or not you think that our economy is headed into a recession.
No. Or we can just BS. Whatever.
What about the peacock Dad bought once?
Oh, the peacock. Yeah, I'll tell a great quick story. It was in, Dad would make these trips. My dad, the illustrious
Dallas.
Greek immigrant Vasilios Papagiorgio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He would go into the hickiest areas of Maryland, also known as the entire state. Ha-ha, Anyhow. Hey, Mom, where are you from again?
Huh?
Where are you from again?
Frederick.
Where's Frederick?
Another caller.
Maryland.
Exactly.
Oh, another caller.
Screw that. They don't what? Get precedence over my mama.
That's right.
Anyhow, stop calling, caller. I hate you.
It's Pam.
No, I don't know who it is. I don't care. Anyhow, yeah, so he would go into, where was it? Thurmont, right?
Thurmont, right. That's where we'd sometimes get Easter lambs, and then we got live bunnies. And
Ooh, fun.
Which I remember he brought them in a box, and they'd pee all on each other the whole drive over.
Uh-huh.
So anyhow, he gets a peacock. My dad loved birds. and he somehow gets hooked up with this redneck who's like a peacock dealer and buys a peacock. Yeah. How long until the peacock died, Mom?
I think it was dead within, what, 8 hours? Of
something like that.
Oh, no.
It was in a cage and kept jumping up and down, and birds have those thin bones, and so it caved its own skull in.
Oh. It broke its neck, presumably, right? It kept knocking its head against the top of the box to escape.
Yeah.
And I think it broke its own neck.
But then I remember,
no.
There's always...
That's so sad.
It is.
I just remember the picture of frustration was my dad who grabbed it by the feet once it was dead and just kept, like, whipping it like a wet sock against the ground. I guess frustrated that his new toy was gone.
Oh, no.
That image is
well,
indelibly...
Well, now, was it a male or a female peacock?
It was a man. It held
okay.
the feathers, man.
You well, were... I mean, did you at least save the feathers?
No.
Nah.
Oh.
We didn't do anything with it.
Oh. The feathers, that's the best part. I mean, if it was already dead, I would have definitely plucked the feathers out.
That was a good pull, Mom.
I'm suddenly thinking, though, of the childhood bunnies, Rex and Ryan? Rex and Ryan?
Rex and Grover, and then it became Ryan or something.
Right.
Or no, Rex.
Huge Dutch bunnies.
And then we had the little one.
Beautiful.
What was the little bunny named, Mother?
Leo.
And what happened to Leo, Mother?
Well, the truth was, we told you Leo ran away, but the Dachshund next door killed it.
Oh, no.
No, that was our other neighbor's bunny that we watched. I thought the big bunnies ate Leo.
That's right. The big bunnies ate Leo. I couldn't believe it. See how I erased a horrible tragedy from my mind?
Yeah. All right, Mom. That was some... You know what? We're going to have to dig you up
what?
A little earlier in the show next time.
Okay.
We're going to call it a day, but thank you.
All right.
Love you.
Okay.
Bye.
Take care, all. Love.
Bye.
Bye.
And I just want to say thank you to Amy... And Josh.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Again, remember
Happy World AIDS Day.
There you go. And I do appreciate you guys coming out here.
Thanks a lot for inviting us, John.
You're both great on the air.
11:45 this morning.
Thank you. As I played Wii in my basement. All right.
I had a really good time.
I'm glad to hear it. I told you, man. You do fine. We got Night Train Memories coming on up.
Yep.
And let me take it out of here.